soledad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We are back with Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM. My name is Tina Elmergreen, and joining us in the studio is Pastor Deanna Acosta and Pastor Mary Baramosi.
Baramosi. She's got a very unique
last name. And we have just come off of a segment where we interviewed Pastor Pamela Hines. Her husband is Daryl Hines from Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Christian Faith Fellowship Church. For those of our Milwaukee listeners, a big shout out to their pastor, perhaps, right?
Yes.
And what a wonderful woman of God who has an amazing calling on her life and some amazing products with her Perfect Peace body care line. And she has two books out. So make sure you jump on her website, PamelaHines.org, to keep up with her and what she has in store for her next season.
And I think, Tina, that she just exemplifies the conversation that was an ongoing conversation that we were having about how God's diversity.
That's right.
And how through time we see how God operates and how God changes with season and with generation. He operates in different ways.
That's right.
And she's so diverse. I love
she
the
is.
Fact that she came up with a product. And the things that God is doing through her life. And basically it shows for a lot of us women that when we put ourselves in the hands of God, that there's nothing that God cannot do, especially when the heart is in the right place. As long as your heart is in the right place, God will always do and create.
Yes.
You know, I had a lady ask me this weekend, but how do I do that? God will create.
That's
He's a
right.
creative God. He out of nothing, He will create. And He will give us that insight. And so I've enjoyed this evening tonight. And
yes.
some of you that would like to hear a little bit more, you can also find me on Facebook.
That's right.
I've narrowed it down, Tina, because...
Have you? To the social sites that you
yes,
pay more attention to?
Yes, I always say, well, this email I'll use for this and that email I'll use for that. So you know what? Just find me on Facebook, Evange Die Acosta. You'll find me there.
There you go.
Write to me there. Simplify things because I have... emails tied up to different things.
And you can reach her at crystaltherock.com also.
That's right.
And we have a bilingual show, so the ministry name is bilingual also. Christo, meaning Christ, C-R-I-S-T-O, therock.com.
The Rock.
And then Pastor Mary, how do we reach you?
Queremos comunicarnos con usted en tonight. Well, I want to be able to actually introduce her.
All right.
Yeah, before
All right,
we
let's
have
do
her
it.
Finish up. But I wanted to finish up. Just do a shout out of our church. It's in Frisco. It's uh-huh. Elevate Life Church.
Okay.
It's at 8500 Teal Parkway in Frisco, Texas. For those of you that are out there in that area, the Plano, Frisco area, and you want to find a church to congregate, there's an English congregation, Elevate Life Church. And we have an amazing adults group called Synergy. Mm. And I want to be able to invite you out there as well. Tuesday nights, we have a special Bible study
at
on
what
true
time?
Love. That's at 7 p.m.
7.
And Pastor Ray and Wendy Harmon, they lead that Synergy group. And I strongly, strongly encourage you to come
wow.
out.
And what time is your service on Sunday?
Sundays is at 11.
Okay.
At 11 o'clock. And we have a project going on, building project. God is doing great things. And again, it goes back to God's diversity. You find a lot of diversity at
yes.
our church at Elevate Life with
awesome.
Pastor Keith and Sheila Kraft. And then I had the pleasure of meeting Pastor Mary Badamusi.
and
y lo hemos enredado un poquito porque el apellido es bien único, pero es una linda mujer de Dios que está pastoreando en la ciudad de Louisville, aquí en Texas. La iglesia se llama Iglesia Antorcha Encendida. Así que mucho gusto, Pastora Mary. Y quisiera que nos dijera la audiencia si alguien se quiere comunicar con usted, ¿dónde se pueden comunicar con usted?
Amén. Primeramente le doy gracias a... la mujer de Dios, Tina, ¿verdad? Gracias por tenerme aquí con ustedes. Es un placer, es algo precioso que estoy experimentando la gloria de Dios en estas ondas radiales, ¿saben? También, pues, si ustedes gustan comunicarse con la pastora María Badamosi, por favor, es al 972-352-3737.
Okay, and okay. in English for our English speakers?
Okay, well, she'll have to repeat that, the numbers, because I didn't...
Okay, otra vez, por favor.
Yeah, just write it down right here, and I will repeat it in English for those of you who wish to contact. ¿Tiene un correo electrónico, hermana?
Sí.
Preferimos su correo electrónico.
Okay.
¿Cuál es su correo electrónico?
Es María.
Okay.
77721.
Okay.
@ Yahoo.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now if one of you wants to reach Pastor Mary Bademusi, who is visiting us here from Iglesia Antorcha Encendida. You can reach her at maria77721@yahoo.com. And we always encourage our listeners to write us. Let us know that there's been something, a segment of the program that has ministered to your life, that has spoken to you in a particular way. And we encourage you. And you also have prayer petitions. Please feel free to write to us. But hermana María, queremos oír un poco acerca de qué Dios está haciendo en la ciudad de Louisville. ¿Qué la llevó a usted a Louisville?
Hemos visto la gloria de nuestro Señor Jesucristo sanando gente de SIDA, restaurando a la prostituta, al homosexual, a la lesbiana, a gente que está debajo de los puentes. Eso es el ministerio de nosotros. ¿Cómo vemos al Satán, a las personas que están en el pacto satánico, venir a la iglesia y ser liberadas por el poder de Dios? Hemos visto liberaciones preciosas, cómo las cadenas se rompen, pastora.
Muy bien, hermana. Y díganos, háblenos un poquito de qué, por ejemplo, en este tiempo donde los recursos han cambiado, donde Dios está operando de diferentes maneras, de cómo usted siente que la iglesia, como creyentes, y aún con el trabajo que se está haciendo, alcanzando personas que quizás no son fáciles de alcanzar, especialmente cuando llevan un estilo de vida diferente de uno y uno dice, ¿cómo puedo yo alcanzar? Because sometimes it's very difficult. We find what resources do we use? ¿Qué métodos es que usan para poder alcanzar a estas personas?
El método más eficaz para mí, pastora, es el amor. Cuando una oveja, cuando una mujer de Dios, cuando un hombre de Dios viene cansado, viene marchitado, viene con una herida, viene golpeado del mundo, lo primero que uno le tiene que dar es amor y no juzgarlo, porque Dios no nos mandó a juzgar. Dios nos mandó para darles amor, comprensión y tener paciencia para levantarlos.
Very good. And I love the way she answered that. I asked her, what is the best method? You see, we have different methods for everything. And I love the answer because she says we need to give people love.
Yeah.
And I think love conquers all.
That's right.
Love is an equivalent to condoning a lifestyle. Love is an equivalent to condoning someone living outside of God's word. It is not about that. But when someone is hurting, because when you choose a lifestyle that hurts yourself, you're already hurting. You don't need people to judge you. You know. You know. We all know. And sometimes we just need to know we're loved. We need to know that it encourages us to draw near unto God when we receive the love of people. And so I think that that's amazing. And so now do you do, for instance, do you do food programs? How do people come to experience and tap into that love? ¿Cómo alcanzan a sentir ese amor? ¿Cómo llegan a poder alcanzarlos con ese amor?
Los alcanzamos, pastora. Gracias a Dios, Dios nos ha pasado por una escuela de 21 años de sufrimiento, amén, de escuela donde hemos pasado el kinder, el pre-kinder en esta vida, hemos pasado desiertos y hemos aprendido que como Él me dio amor a mí, también lo tengo que depositar en ellos. ¿Cómo? No tanto el hablarles, sino con hechos. A la iglesia de nosotros llega mucho prostituta. Amén. Yo recuerdo una párrafo en la palabra de Dios. Vinieron muchas personas a criticar a aquella mujer prostituta, a decirle al Señor que ella la había visto en el acto sexual, amén. Pero aquellos la venían a juzgar, amén, porque no tenían el corazón de Cristo, no tenían una mente renovada, amén. No tenían, había hipocresía ellos, pero también hacían el pecado. Pero ¿qué es lo que hizo Cristo? Se puso a escribir en la tierra, en lo que oía la crítica, en lo que oía los murmuros. ¿Qué le dijo a aquella prostituta? ¿Qué le dijo a aquella mujer? ¿Dónde están tus los que te quieren golpear? ¿Dónde están los que te juzgan?
Y tiene mucha razón todo lo que usted está diciendo de poder brindar. And it's such a powerful passage too that she had just shared about the woman that was caught in adultery, and they brought her to the Lord, but not because they brought her to get well, not because they brought her to get restored. They brought her because they wanted to accuse her and judge her, and yet His love was extended to her. And I think that when we reach people, and we really don't need to know where you've been, what was that all about, and where have you been up to. We don't really need to know all of those things. What we do need to know is that there is a God that will come in and bring restoration
yes.
to a hurting soul.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, sin is very wide and very vast.
Yes.
And I think it comes in different forms and colors. And I think we've all been there, done that.
Yes.
And we've all needed the grace of God in our life. And when we reach out and just show love to someone and let them know, you know what, it's going to be okay. And maybe there's yes. somebody listening to us tonight. It's late Saturday night and we don't know where you are and we don't know where you've been and we don't know where you're headed. But if you're listening to us tonight, you need to know that there is a God that loves you. And that sometimes when people don't quite get you and sometimes people don't quite understand the choices that you have made, God does. And He loves you and is reaching out to you tonight. And tonight we've been talking about women.
Yes.
The whole night we've been talking about women. And I think we have particular needs.
That's right.
I think most of us, there's a lot of women who are not as emotional than others. But, you know, there's a thread that we all share, and it's that we just need that. We need to know that we need that reassurance sometimes to know that we're loved. And also that you need to know that God is not finished with you yet. God
right.
is still in the process of working
Amen.
That
That's
out.
Right.
And now you said something, Pastor Mary, that caught my attention. And you said that you were brought up in the school of life.
Amen.
We all have, I think.
And I love that.
That's right.
Because you see, you're not looking at your journey as I went through this journey, this storm. You're looking at it as a school.
Amen.
That's right.
Lo está mirando como una escuela.
Amen.
You said, I went through kindergarten, I went through first grade. And you know, some of us in this school of life have flunked a few grades.
I know I have.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Que algunos no hemos pasado al otro grado.
Y correcto.
Porque estamos, seguimos cometiendo el mismo error.
Amen.
Entonces seguimos en esa misma clase, vamos a
Amen.
Decir. Y me encantó de la manera que usted lo describió when you said, I've gone through the school of life. And
Amen.
Life does teach you. Life does teach you some hard knocks, some even some bad decisions that we ourselves make. Not that others have made towards us, that others have heard. Decisions we've made have been sometimes our best teacher. And so I wanted to ask you very briefly now, were you raised here? De dónde viene usted, Pastora María?
Bueno, del país o como.
Sí, sí, de su país.
Soy amén, soy mexicana,
uh-huh.
San Luis Potosí, México, amén.
Para todos los mexicanos que están escuchando.
Amén, gloria a mi rey, amén. Pues estoy casada con un varón precioso que Dios me ha bendecido, amén, un hombre africano,
uh-huh.
precioso hombre del Señor, amén, con hijos preciosos que también Dios me ha bendecido, 4 hijos y muchos que tengo espirituales, amén, porque todos son mis hijos,
sí,
amén.
Sí, sí, sí.
Es algo precioso.
Well, that's very, very nice to hear, and for all of you that are listening to us, una de mis mejores amigas también es de México, es de Durango.
Amen.
And I just love her. And but the diversity, you said that you're married to an African man. Is he from Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Sí.
That's where you get this last name from. That's that's
okay.
what we have to thank. I'm thinking
right.
Baramosi. Okay, got it. We got it.
Estaba pensando la pastora, ¿de dónde es ese apellido?
What part of Africa?
Lagos.
Oh, okay, Lagos? Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Lagos, Nigeria.
And my best friend's husband, they pastor in Long Beach. He just left this morning to Kenya to go minister in Africa. And so, and Pastor Ray, the one I mentioned, Pastor Ray Harmon, he's also from Africa, one of our adult associate pastors.
And ironically, I've been invited to Lagos in December, the
Amen.
13th through the 18th.
Gloria.
So we'll have
yes.
to talk later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You see
awesome.
How God divinely connects things.
Yes.
And it's amazing when God brings diversity into our groups and we get to learn. And I think I'm going to take that phrase that Pastor Maria said about the school of life and things that we learn and some of the things that the journeys that we've had. I was sharing earlier my experience in pastoring. And when I meet other pastors' wives and I see them, they say, I've been married for X amount of years and I've been in ministry, I understand the sacrifice of time and I understand, you know, what you learn. And that's also a school in itself.
Yes.
Because as we're serving others and as we're ministering to others, God is also raising us up in Him.
That's right.
And we're nurturing other people, we're ministering to other people, but we're also growing in the process. And sometimes, and one of the things that I told my friend this morning as she was sending her husband to Africa. And she says, you know, I feel, you know, she felt sad. And yes. I said, the reason why you feel that way is because you are so used to overriding your feelings.
That's right.
That this is foreign to you because yes. you're always stretching yourself and stretching yourself. And I feel that I'm speaking to someone right now yes. that is always investing time and you're always reaching out. And God wants you to know that everything that you're sowing into the kingdom of God and into the work of God, it's not in vain at all.
That's right.
And there's lessons that we learn at different seasons of our life.
That's right.
Early on, later on, and we just have to remain. And if I can just slow down, remain having a teachable spirit.
That's right.
Maintain a teachable spirit.
That's a great lesson.
And I don't know what you want to add to that, Tina, because I honestly feel like if we remain and have a teachable spirit
yes.
and just be open to God, and as we were sharing earlier.
There's just so much to learn and that He wants to
yes,
teach us.
Absolutely.
We just need to embrace everything that He has for us.
And one of the things that Pastor Maria was sharing about loving. And I'll tell you that it's easy to love people that are lovable.
That's right. There you go.
I mean, that's a whole other sense.
Right?
Wow, that was a deep revelation, right? You know, but it's true because when we meet nice people, it is so easy to love them.
Yes.
And when we meet people that look nice, it's easy to love them. But
Perdón, pastora, pero vemos, pastora, cómo Dios amó a lo que el mundo desecha. Al drogadicto, al borracho, a la prostituta, al que lo desecha el mundo, Dios lo tomó para hacer cosas grandes, para ver su gloria. Y Dios se manifiesta en las debilidades.
Yes.
Eso quiere decir que si nosotros somos hijas de un rey de reyes y señor de señores, y Él tiene amor para perdonarnos tantas barbaridades que nosotros hacemos, nosotros también tenemos que tener ese amor. Y
yeah.
practicarlo.
Y creo que la fuerza también está y al punto que quiero como decir, I want to steer this, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Is that it's easy to love people that are lovable.
That's right.
Because they've experienced the love of God and it's easy to love. But sometimes when you reach people, when you want to present Christ to them, they're not that lovable. They don't always respond with love. Sometimes they respond with rejection. Sometimes they're, la palabra en español son ásperos. Mm-hmm. Por su propio dolor, su propia vida. Y aun cuando uno quiere extenderle la mano, pueden ser personas ásperas. Y ahí es donde el verdadero amor de Dios entra porque nos da la paciencia y nos da ese amor incondicional. Vamos a decir, para seguir amando aun cuando no nos responden inmediatamente.
Amen.
Because sometimes people, it takes them a while. And we need to persevere in that love.
Yeah.
And I think that the thread in all of it is being able to love beyond what we see, beyond the circumstances, and know that He will shine His light regarding of the situation.
That's right. What an amazing evening that we've had. Thank
yeah.
you so much
Thank
for
you so
joining
much.
Us.
And yes, absolutely.
Wow. And if you've just tuned in and you've missed the first part of our segment, you can actually catch it online. On our website, rather, that'll be posted up there shortly. Again, crystaltherock.com, where you can actually click on past shows and listen if you've missed some of our past shows. And just keep in mind also that if you're traveling and you're outside of the DFW area, you can log on to thewordfm.com, thewordfm.com, and listen live every Saturday night from 10:30 until 1 a.m. Central Time. All that here on Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. Buenas noches.
Thank you so much.
Dios te bendiga. And God bless everyone. Good night.
Así arrancamos los del momento. Calde, vámonos tropical. Unción tropical y el M-A-S-O.
Junto a Mr. Boy, el Dossi Record, papi.
Pero unidos, papá, te lo dije.
Hay muchos hermanos que no se pueden reír. Tienen la cara muy larga, yo no sé lo que le pasan. Hay muchos hermanos que no se pueden reír. Tienen la cara muy larga, yo no sé lo que le pasa, pero mi Señor cambió mi tristeza en baile, me llenó de su alegría. Ahora un hombre nuevo soy, pero mi Señor cambió. Cambió mi tristeza en baile, me llenó de su alegría. Ahora un hombre nuevo soy. Que no se pueden reír, siempre están enfogonados o tal vez atribulados, pero mi señor cambió mi tristeza en baile, me llenó de su alegría, ahora un hombre nuevo soy, pero mi señor cambió mi tristeza en baile, me llenó de su alegría, ahora un hombre nuevo soy.
Y por eso yo te digo,
y yo te digo así, si tú tienes gozo, levanta las manos si tienes gozo. Y si tú me amas de verdad,
que se te note.
Levanta las manos y adora a papá,
que se te note.
Te digo así, si tú tienes gozo,
que se te note.
Si tú tienes a Cristo, tienes gozo,
que se te note.
Mi hermano, llénate de gozo,
que se te note. Y por eso yo te digo,
tira la tuya, mazo.
Aquí estamos, llegamos con unción, nos trepamos. Si no nos llamo a esto, entonces ¿qué quieres que hagamos? Sacándola del parque, pero tú sabes con gozo, siendo mal y conocido como los escandalosos.
Siempre el piso cuando piso y hago mi entrada.
Mi hermano,
que se te note.
No cambies la cara y dame la mano.
Talento de la casa, Luis Jan.
Gozo, gozo, gozo yo quería, pero lo buscaba pa' donde no lo había. Pero vino Cristo, el dador de la vida, y me dio de gozo, papá, del que yo quería.
Si tú tienes gozo,
que se te note.
Canta este. Si tienes gozo,
que se te note. Yo tengo un gozo en mi alma, un gozo en mi alma, un gozo en mi alma. Y que sé, son como río, río de agua viva, río de agua viva.
Si tú tienes gozo, te lo digo por última vez. Tiene a Cristo, dame dos palmadas. Si tú sientes a Dios, dame tres. Si tú tienes el Espíritu Santo, dame cuatro. Y si tienes el gozo de papá, dame cinco. Ahora yo quiero a todos los cristianos con las manitas. Ahí, ahí, ahí. Eso es con las manitas. Para, me voy.
Admirable en los cielos, y el amor de su Espíritu Santo. Por su gracia yo soy hombre nuevo, y de gozo se llena mi canto. De su imagen yo soy un reflejo, que me lleva por siempre en victoria. Y me ha hecho cabeza y no cola, en mi Cristo yo todo lo puedo. Jesús me dijo que me riera, si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera. Y también me dijo, no te mortifiques, que yo le envío mis avispas pa' que lo piquen. Es verdad. Admirable en los cielos, que me libra de mal y temores. Es mi roca, mi gran fortaleza, y me colma de sus bendiciones. Mi Señor siempre me hace justicia, me defiende de los opresores. No me deja ni me desampara, pues mi Dios es Señor de señores. Si Jesús me dijo que me riera, si el enemigo me tienta.